Craggy Hill, as their host and the senior noble of their strategy council, sat at the head of the table. They'd been joined by Earl Stormkeep and Baron Larchrose, and Bishop Amelaine and Larchrose's chaplain, Father Erwain Yeer, were also present. Brian Selkir, the Earl of Deep Hollow, and Sir Adulfo Lincoln, the Duke of Blackwater, unfortunately had been unable to be present, which was the real reason Holland was taking notes. It wasn't the same as actually having them there would have been, but at least it would allow them to be brought up to date on any decisions which were actually made today. And whether they liked it or not, it was the only way coordination could be maintained, really. None of them cared for the notion of committing their plans and hopes to paper, even in the most secure cipher Mother Church could contrive. Yet it was less risky to rely on written messages than it would have been for all the members of their conspiracy to gather in one place and mark themselves out for the informants Anvil Rock and his son had undoubtedly put in place by now. For that matter, the Earl of Windshire had stationed 30 of his mounted constables here in Velena itself. They weren't getting much cooperation out of Craggy Hill's subjects, who were as insular and stubbornly loyal to their Earl as anyone could have asked, but simply hiding Craggy Hill's steadily growing number of armsmen was a problem. At the moment, he had them distributed among half a dozen manors, scattered across his earldom's hinterlands, where, hopefully, no one would realize each group was only one small part of the total force he was raising. It was easier to hide a few dozen, or even a few hundred armsmen, out in the countryside than it was to hide the comings and goings of great feudal knights, however.
Was there any indication of unrest in Manchia following Father Adrian's execution, my lord?
Shillere asked now, looking across the table at Craggy Hill.
None, Your Eminence, the tall, powerfully built Earl replied unflinchingly.
That doesn't necessarily mean there wasn't any, Your Eminence, Marak Holland pointed out diffidently, looking up from his notes.
Shillere's secretary had been close to Wyman, and there was a stubborn light in his eyes. This came over the official semaphore, he reminded his superior now.
You don't think Anvil Rock or Garvai, or especially Gerling, would admit to any such thing in an official communique, do you?
I'd like to think you might have a point, Father Marak, Craggy Hill said, before Shillere could respond.
The secretary looked at him, and the Earl shrugged.
The message wasn't sent for general dissemination, Father, he explained almost gently. It was sent to me for my information as a member of the Regency Council, and it specifically reported that the capital was calm following the execution.
Holland's face tightened, and Shillere felt his own trying to do the same thing.
So, Earl Stormkeep said after a moment, it sounds as if they've managed to turn the situation around, at least in Manchir.
I'm afraid they have, Craggy Hill confirmed.
He was the only member of the Regency Council who was an active party to the resistance, and all of the others watched his expression carefully.
I don't think Anvil Rock and Tartarian really trust me, he began, and I know that bastard Garvai and his arse-licker Doyle don't. On the other hand, if they had any concrete evidence against me, they would have acted on it by now. And whatever else we can say, Anvil Rock and Tartarian have been scrupulous about keeping all the members of the council fully informed when we can't be personally in Manchir.
He grimaced.
They don't have much choice, given the terms of their authority under Parliament's grant, but I have to admit they've been more forthcoming in their reports than I would have anticipated. Because of that, I'm pretty sure they aren't lying or even misrepresenting their view of the situation when they say the arrest of Father Adrian and his associates seems to have broken the back of any effective resistance in Manchir itself.
The Earl paused for just a moment, gazing at Shillere with oddly opaque brown eyes, then shrugged.
The truth is, Your Eminence, that Father Adrian seems to have badly underestimated Father Timon's popularity in Manchir. We knew he'd always been popular with the riffraff, the common city trash, but it would appear a sizable percentage of the better sort were listening to him too. I don't say they agreed with him, but it seems pretty evident that his execution has inspired a general sense of outrage. And when Garvai followed that up by arresting Father Adrian and virtually his entire leadership group, and when he managed to turn up so much evidence, completely exclusive of any confessions, of all they'd already accomplished, and of their future plans as well, it was fairly decisive.
"Wallace is right about that, Your Eminence, I'm afraid," Stormkeep said heavily.
The Bishop Executor raised an eyebrow at him, and the Earl shook his head.
"Having the arrests follow so quickly on Hoskins' execution, especially when there'd been so few arrests prior to that, made Garvai look not simply decisive, but effective. A lot of people who've been trying to decide where their true loyalties lay were wavering in large part because of uncertainty, the question of whether or not the Regency Council could provide stability. Whether its legs had the strength to stand. Well," he raised his right hand, palm uppermost, "the verdict seems to be in now, at least as far as Manchir is concerned. And to be brutally honest, the restraint Gerling shown is working in favor of a general acceptance of the authority of both the Regency Council and the Church of Karis."
"Restraint?"
Amelaine Garnot repeated, gazing incredulously at Stormkeep.
"He's had 5 priests of Mother Church, including the Archbishopric's legal intendant, and 21 brothers from St. Justin's hanged, my lord. Hanged by the secular authorities, in direct contravention of the writ. Another 25 or 30 priests and brothers are still in custody, secular custody, to serve prison terms. Prison terms for consecrated priests of God."